السلام عليكم على كل اللي بيسمعنا. النهارده حلقة جديدة من عربي ديتا بودكاست أو ديتا بودكاست بالعربي. النهارده معانا ضيف جديد، أحمد عمران، هيد أوف ديتا في ذا فابيلس، والليدر بتاعي القديم، مانجر بتاعي اللي فات على طول. نور يا أحمد البودكاست. إيه الأخبار؟
مشكور هيك مانيش مانجر، بفضل كلمة ليدر. ليد، تيم ليد.
تيم لين. انا دي حاجه مهم. ممكن دي حاجه نبتدي بيها على فكره، اللي هي فكره اول حاجه. يعني انا عايزك تقول لنا مشوارك في حته الديتا بشكل عام، يعني بتحكي لنا بريفلي عن الموضوع ده، وتقول لنا يعني ايه الفرق ما بين حته انك تبقى مانجر او هيد اوف ديتا او ديتا ليد. يعني بشوف تايتلز كتير في الموضوع ده، فلو تقدر تفهمنا ايه الفرق ما بينهم.
It is actually, it is quite messed up. نعطيك فكرتي أنا كيف تحركت ما بين التايتلز هذوما. بالنسبة لل experience متاعي، أول حاجة بديت كان عندي 2 degrees masters في الـ applied mathematics, mostly telecommunication و electrical engineering و machine learning data related topics. والماستر الثاني سبيشاليزد اكثر، متخصص في الـ AI وماشين ليرنينج وشويه سوفت وير انجينيرنج. يعني كان عندي الحتتين، كان عندي السوفت وير ريليتد توبكس مهمه ذا، والنقطه الثانيه الاناليتكس والابلايد ستاتستكس وما تبعها داتا ساينس بيزيكلي. بعدين اشتغلت تقريبا ال4 سنوات الاولين، نغير كل عام ونصف نغير شغل. نقلت من بين عدة structures من ناحية الorganization، يعني شركة كبيرة صغيرة ستارت اب كونسلتنسي بيج كوربوريشن وتيمز مختلفين، مثلا برودكت تيم، سبورت، اناليتكس تيم، وكونسلتنسي فور فاينانشال ماركتنج بيبل تيم. هذوما النقاط الأساسية. كان عندي زاد انترنشيبس في السوفت وير انجينيرنج مور هاندز اون، بعدين تخصصت اكثر في كل ما هو داتا توبكس، خلينا نقول ما بين انجينيرنج والاناليسيس داتا ساينس سايتس بوث. فابلس عندي عامين ونصف من اللي ابتديت معاهم، ابتديت كاناليتكس ليد. بيزيكلي فابلس وقت بديت معاهم كانوا هيك ستارت اب ويل استابليشد، يعني البرودكت وصلوا البرودكت ماركت فيت، سستينبل بزنس، بروفيتبل. وقتها عادة at this stage startups start looking for more specialized people to do data analytics jobs. وقت ابتديت معهم كان أصلا عندهم Amplitude و some other tools, internal tools to do analytics. The business teams, they were using those tools to do analytics on their own. وقت دخلت أنا it was really to start building a function, data function, centralized data function within Fabulous. وبعدين we will see how it will evolve. التيم ابتدى بعدين وقت انت جيت، انت اول واحد اول
اه بالظبط.
it was a bit sad when you left, but yeah, that's life.
اوكي.
النيد وقتها ابتديت كاناليتكس ليد، literally doing everything from data. Well, data engineering not much because we were using Fivetran to collect data and ingest it directly. This is different based on the structure and the organization and where it is in the its maturity. عادة startups اللي بداوا التك quite digital, they can just use a tool and ingest everything and that's it. Yani dev teams, they do the data instrumentation, collect the data, send it to different places or collect it directly in the cloud. وبعدين Fivetran ولا tool آخر يعمل ال connection يعطيك لي ال extract load basically من ال ELT ولا ETL whatever. The role بتاعي was to do the transformation and to make sure that business impact based on data and data-driven work is ensured, literally. I mean, regardless of the function, it was user acquisition, marketing, growth, product, finance sometimes. وذي عادة هو الرول اللي بدأوا بيه startups كما قلت لك اللي يحبوا يدخلوا data-driven way in within their organization to be central. اللي صار بعدين انه الفانكشن got established, like we definitely need this. I start building the team. ونفس الشيء على الاول، عاده وقت تبدا تيم بالطريقه هذه الرولز they need to be quite complete. يعني وقت واحد. وقت انت دخلت مثلا you are doing analytics engineering but also collaborating with business people doing analytics work, prototyping, whatever, like a bit of algorithmic modeling. That's generally the case when teams start to build up. بعد وقت the structure or the organization is on another maturity level, you have thousands of people, it changes a bit. You have different teams, different specializations. مع الأول generalization or being a generalist is important. قصة الليد والهاد والشنية الثانية اللي قلنا عليها والمانجر, it's really important. It's actually quite interesting how at least I got to my current understanding. Lead is really ingrained in you. You can't just force yourself as a lead. اللي صار مثلا في الكيس بتاعي, دخلت كليد من جهة الاكسبرتايز اللي عندي, يعني it was mostly functional. I can do the work, I can do different types of work, I can help making decisions, and I was willing to own the responsibility that comes with that. Lead got there when I showed that I'm willing and I'm ready to basically have other people help me with this mission of this new function. وقت التيم تخلق manager is generally from above. It's not the person showing willingness or readiness or motivation to really do it and keep doing the hands-on work. It's just, okay, managing, I'm putting the frame, عندك الإطار هذايا, عندك التاسكس هذم, تعملهم A وبعد B وبعد C وبعد whatever. وفي أغلب الوقت, they are not hands-on. They are detached also from the hands-on work. In my case, I stayed hands-on. I'm still hands-on quite a lot even now. هذا الفرق بين الليد والمانجر بالنسبة لي. يعني lead comes from you more and you stay hands-on and you present yourself and then people choose you. In my case, it was basically the co-founders that said, okay, it definitely makes sense. You proved the added value. You proved your skills. We can have this. The manager, it comes later on when teams, for instance, become bigger and one person needs to start managing the efforts and it's honestly like human resources management. Like you manage people to do the work and your work and the responsibility is just to manage them most of the cases. هذا الفرق كيفاش نشوفه انا بين lead ومانجر. I honestly don't like manager because it detaches me from the hands-on work and it puts the person on another stage, كمنصة ولا حاجة, and I don't like that personally. I like to stay hands-on and really in the battlefield, in the trenches. It changes a bit. We have the transition to head. The head changes when the function, the data team, becomes really critical to make decisions and participate in the roadmap or strategy of the company. Basically, a lead executes. يعني يجي requests, يجي projects from different teams, from higher stakeholders, and the lead team execute both. They execute on this. Manager could be the same, execution mostly. Head, there is another element of roadmap, planning, strategy that becomes important. And it's basically more macro. So now, for instance, I discuss and they challenge other teams more proactively on what they want to do, why they want to do it, how should the roadmap should look like. It's not just punctual, like we want this, كيفاش نعملوه, well, we want some analysis, we want some reporting. Nope, but that phase is done. I'm no longer that kind of execution because we reach another maturity level. So if a team really wants to build a longer term collaboration or system, because it becomes a system basically, when you get to the system level, you need this kind of vision and thinking, macro level thinking that comes with that. وقتها للصراحة أنا اللي كالعادة قدمت روحي كهاد. أتذكر أنه أمين CTO, he wasn't really convinced at the beginning. لكن بعدين I persisted. I was fully convinced that we need this, and not even for me, for the company to keep scaling up effectively with smoother and more efficient collaboration between teams. This was needed. The data team shouldn't just execute like operations. No, it's not just ops. It's really a critical function that needs a roadmap that connects to the bigger roadmap of other teams of the company, to the strategy and the mission of the company. And Marlis, I still do both. I still do the lead and the head. It's changing a bit because it's quite challenging at some point, especially if the data team is really one data team doing everything from data science to analytics engineering to some analysis, ad hoc analysis to, I don't know, maybe a bit of data ops and a bit of data engineering. Doesn't happen in my case. When you have this kind of context, عندك هكا الأمور عدد factors, عدد عوامل متجمعة في team واحد, it becomes quite challenging, especially when the company starts and the challenges start to scale up. Then you need to split or to have some specialization within the team. Usually people just split, like you will have a team doing analytics engineering, another team doing data science, and maybe some data analysts working directly within the business teams, and then things connect easier that way.
جميل جدا.
Yeah, more or less.
هو الفكرة أنا مثلا كنت عايز أعرف أصل دي مثلا بتكون في زي الواحد زي مثلا individual contributor بيبقى دي أحد ال possible next steps إن الواحد يموف into a leading position. فكنت عايز أعرف المايندسيت بتاعتك اختلفت إزاي من كونك بدأت مثلا كشخص individual contributor بيعمل زي tasks معينة أو تيكتس معينة بروجكت شغال عليها ان هو يبقى داتا ليد. يعني ايه اللي ضاير في تفكيرك والبرايورتيز بتاعتك ووقتك اللي بتقضيه؟
Really good question. السؤال سؤال اصلا بصفتي اني كما قلت لك في البروجريشن ماي كارير especially at Fabulous I was presenting myself whenever I felt the need I presented myself to take new responsibilities. الاهم نقطة هي responsibilities where the responsibility is it micro hands-on or macro management and dealing with connecting the dots, enabling, facilitating, planning. It's a wide scale. I'm still learning with that في الكونتكست هذا. على الأول وقت كنت lead وحدي مثلا. I had the experience. I could manage lots of things. I could even manage my own projects. You can say that I was my own project manager. So I had that skill set was already there, plus the expertise in analytics and engineering to build systems, analytics systems, data systems. على الأول كانت in me, like I'm just the one responsible. It's easy. أعطيني request, I will refine with the stakeholder. I will challenge them. We will get the proper scoping, refinement, feasibility, whatever. Like I start doing it from experience. Just go through the project work basically. Plus the responsibility of doing the project management that comes with more senior members basically. If you're a senior, at least in my context, you start getting expected to handle also the frame where you are working. So you define the frame, you challenge the frame, you challenge the requirements, you put the scope, you challenge the scope, you change the scope when it's needed. That comes with seniority. بعدين وقت بدأت قصة التيم becomes more important. Delegation was important. Leveling up the team, myself, but also others is important because if you are an individual contributor, you have quite narrow focus on the projects you are working on. إذا تخرج روحك من الإطار هذاك, it takes, first of all, experience to be able to do this narrow zoom in, zoom out. وثانيا another set of skills to be able to focus on other things beyond the technicalities like business impact, collaboration, how smooth is it, maybe there is friction points with other teams, how to solve them. One can build them. My role was that basically when I transitioned to lead, the new responsibilities that came to the mix كانوا متلخصين في النقاط هذه, how to enable others to do more. How to make sure things are working if I'm not the one working on them, how to facilitate some friction points. يمكن تتذكر مثلا كان عنا كالويكلي friction weekly, whatever. It wasn't really about the priorities, what to focus on next, but mostly to share my experience and enable you and others to loosen up some friction points. If you are a manager, you do those. the whole time. You don't really teach or like help others get the same knowledge. You just do it for them. In my case, since I wasn't manager, I was doing them every now and then. لكن في أغلب الوقت my strategy was أني نسهل لل team members أنهم يعملوهم وحدهم بعدي.
ده جميل جدا. هي الفكرة أنا برضو حاجة تانية كانت محيراني، هي فكرة إن إحنا وقت بعد ما بتثبت الفاليو بتاعت الديتا تيم بيبدأ ناس أكتر يطلبوا منك حاجات، فبتبتدي إنك أنت عندك تاسكس كتير جاي عليك من كل حتة، وأنت عايز زي إنك تبرايورتايز، وكمان في حاجات تديسايد أصلا إنك مش هتعملها. We don't have capacity for this. فدي حتة جزء من البلاننج اللي أنت قلت عليها، وإن الواحد يحط فيجن. فممكن إيه مثلا التكنيكس اللي أنت يعني اكتسبتها في حتة إن يبقى عندك الموضوع ده؟
Yeah, your questions are really good. الأسئلة ذو ما يجيوني بعدين يعني posteriori once I get I face the challenge. حتى فقط في الإطار الجزء هذا عادة lead عادة head sorry lead عادة he gets the prioritization from from outside from business teams ولا from the CTO ولا whatever from the head if there is a head and then learns bit by bit to increase the scope. مع الأول it's still not the focus. Head, definitely the focus is this because it's on, it's more macro, it's more future oriented, not just execution of the moment, we're making sure that there is impact. This is basically the main important question to ask. Where is the impact? Can we quantify it if possible? Can we describe it if not possible? Can we ensure that there is an impact once we commit? Along the way, then I'm like a project على شهر ولا حتى أقل حتى أسبوعين. Along the way, you always ask the question and basically educate others to keep asking the question, do we have the impact? If we don't, we stop. Like now as a head, if I see that the impact is no longer certain and the effort becomes too much compared to the added value, we stop. One of the key important pieces is to ask those questions and insist on challenging the impact and added value when collaborating with the business stakeholders at the beginning. يعني أغلب الشغل نقوله 80-20 if someone is really doing good work they insist on this at the beginning they know the roadmap of the like the vision of the company where the company is heading they know the roadmap and the vision of the team they are collaborating with they have their own vision as well because it's not just okay just throw your stuff at me and we will execute مش بالطريقة هذه وقت عندك الالمنتس هذوما الثلاثة You can sit down at the beginning and prioritize, plan, prioritize. Now, مثلا, I'm getting better. I'm the techniques, talking about techniques. I literally have a sheet where I use Airtable, where I have all the topics that the team is working on, usually connected to macro level topics with other teams, like improve the A-B testing framework for the growth team. Improve the observability capabilities for the data team to catch errors quicker and report on them and reduce the negative impact. While for user acquisition, automate the whole user acquisition reporting with solid testing. هذوما لك البروجيكتس الكبار وبعدين في كل بروجيكت sub projects اللي هما more hands-on. ومعهم هذا بالنسبة لي to make sure that there is efficiency. The impact is documented there. The learnings, the feedback, مثلا project at the beginning, we thought that there is, I don't know, this kind of impact. But then midway, we found out that the impact is not there because there are some challenges in the data, because the other team changed their priorities. I put it there for learning purposes, retrospective. والنقطة الأخرى اللي هي many data teams, like they forget it. عادة أنك ينساوها وتمشي في المهموتة كما نقوله بالدرجة التونسية تغيب عنهم تماما حكاية الأفورت يعني عندك الإمباكت وعندك الأفورت الأفورت you can measure it how much time did you spend on the project you have your bigger context مثلا في شركة كبيرة يمكن you can afford working on one during 1-2 months on one project في شركة صغيرة when you are agile and things move quickly and you need to stay up to date with how the priorities are changing. واحدة من learnings بتاعي إنه if a project goes beyond 2-3 weeks, two is optimal, it's really good. 3-4 weeks, it's quite risky. Like we spend too much time to deliver, the effort, generally the as the effort increases, the value diminishes. Generally, that's my learning as well. لازم حكاية MVP ويو دو things pragmatically. All of those learnings I basically got from this kind of retrospective that I was always doing. Now I'm doing it a bit better using this Airtable where I have much more learnings. Before I used it, I was doing it when things became a bit tricky. I basically sat down and did my own retrospective.
أنا متخيل إن مش كل الإمباكت بيكون quantifiable إلى حد ما، يعني فكرة إن إحنا نحسن الـ observability أو نحسن الـ A-B testing مش يعني مش هنعرف نحولها قوي الأرقام، ففكرة إن إحنا ن argue إن دي حاجة مهمة إن التيم يشتغل عليها للـ top level management ممكن ما تكونش أسهل حاجة، ده غير إن فكرة برضو الـ effort لما بيكون كبير بزيادة بس برضو الحاجة مهمة، فهل بقى بنسيت اللور سكوب يعني اللي هي مينيمم فايبل اكسبتد اكسبتنس كرايتيريا الحاجة دي، فدي يعني راندوم ثوتس في دماغي كده.
No, really important actually. نقاط هذه tricky to answer, to be honest. نعطيك أنا learning بتاعي. I'm always in the present. I don't know what others do optimally. I know how I'm doing things. And if I see that they are disconnected, I change. Basically, that's my way in life. بصفة عامة في الدنيا. في خصوص النقطة الأولى, it is actually really difficult to quantify. That's why I don't quantify. I ask others to quantify. I ask basically business teams to, it's like pitching an idea or pitching a project. I ask for full buy-in from the business teams and they challenge them like crazy. With user acquisition, it's actually more or less simple because you can ask for what is the added value of this in terms of, if it is related to their performance metrics, like performance marketing, they can say, okay, we spend X amount of money on this channel, it's risky, to not have it fully automated, then it makes sense. If they say that, I don't know, they spend or they get 200 euros a month from this channel, like email marketing, I say, no, like, why should we work on this? Do it manually. I got this request recently, literally, like this CRM, which is email marketing for us. They wanted to fully automate it and not keep using the manual tools. I said, yeah, this is nice, cool. Like, I see the value. It will make sure that all the marketing team using the same metrics in the same place, less confusion in terms of the metrics. They said, like, you only get 200 euros from this. Well, I don't know how much, but really small. It didn't justify all the effort. So that's one. The other one is to make sure everyone is aligned. Like, let's say A-B testing. If I get the clear message from everyone, board, well, you know, like say executives, and then the team itself, that this is definitely something we are committing to have on a bigger scale, because it's part of the strategy, then yes. But then it went through the team. They need to make sure that, and prove to me, like this is definitely here to stay. If it's not here to stay, we do the minimum. With the testing, it's actually another case because that one is more engineering driven, and the request, I didn't really to prove much, honestly. Still, we don't do much. We do quite a lot from what you told me. لكن مازال ثم عدت هكا نقاط ناقصة شوية لأنها doesn't add impact to the business right away. However, if a request directly from the CTO and he's the co-founder, like you have basically stakeholder, an executive from the engineering side supporting this, then yes, you go. And generally, you can prove this. You choose whom to convince. You don't need, well, if you are central team, you can choose whom to convince because then they will fight your fights. I don't fight my fights. I make sure others who are closer to the impact and they can quantify easier their added value to fight for me, well, for us, basically. If you need this, fight for us.
أنا أقلع بدأ عشان فكرة إن reliability هو صعب إنك تقول what لا what could have gone wrong، يعني اللي هي الحاجة البايب لاين ما it didn't break، فلو انا مش عارف اقول لك ان اللي انا عملته ده prevented bad things from happening، فلو sometimes لو احنا ما عملناش ده we know هيبقى في مشاكل، هيبقى هن establish less trust من التيمز، هيبقى في مشاكل كتير بس مش هنبقى شايفينها، بس ال reliability دي مهمة، بس مش دايما هنعرف نقنع الناس بيها إلا if things already broke كذا مرة وهم شافوا إيه اللي بيحصل لما ده يعمل، فوقتها بيبقى سهل إقناعهم
That's
يعني.
one way. Yeah. Data culture is super important than this. لأنه يمكن تشوف جماعة أنه يقول لك okay, we just have data. I say yes, I also have thoughts. It's not about data. It's having the right data at the right moment in a reliable way to trust it. And then everyone having the same kind of data. It's not I'm collecting data from this tool, from this tool, from this tool, and then they can't even agree on what's happening there. And it happens. If it happens, you can point to it. Like you say, you see, this is why. Like we lost 2 months of discussion and uncertainty because we don't have a source, one source of truth. That was one of the use cases I had. It was easy because everyone suffered from that one. Everyone, from the executives to the team working on this to the data team providing some, not all of the metrics. Said, no, like we need full operationalization of this. We need one source of truth. And that should be part of the data team's responsibility. النقاط الآخرين هو مثلا وقت يكون عندك already a data-driven culture, you don't need to do, you know, you don't need to fail too often to bring your point home. It's clear, like مثلا في قصة التستنج, I don't need to prove much, like it's clear in my head, the CTO and system on this, I don't need to build a use case to say we need testing. We need to planify it properly to prioritize, to not slow the business projects. But everyone, at least who is impacted, and in this kind of context, قصة engineering, كل واحد مقتنع, على الأقل كل واحد عنده responsibility و contribution, مقتنع, and this is important for the longer run to build the system. يعني فما الاثنين, فما if you have the awareness and the education and everyone is aligned, and it's work, like you keep discussing and realigning, because misalignment happens the whole time, you keep doing this, and you are not complacent. I can't dish متقابل وتقول حدثنا في النقطة هذه عنا 3 أشهر, لا حدثنا قبل 3 أشهر المعطيات تبدلت, نعود نتحدث, we realign. هذه تسهل. If you don't have this, you need to bring your use cases of failures and you bring the point.
انا مقتنع ان دي احد اهم السيلينج بوينتس، يعني اعتقد اكتر ناس يعني انا كنت بجستيفاي كتير جدا من الوقت اللي انا باخده عشان اركتكت الحاجه صح، ان انا كنت جيت مثلا في وقت على بروجيكتس حاجات اوريدي كانت بتفيل كتير جدا، واللي هو الناس بتوع البيزنس كانوا هيفلي ريلاينج على الريبورتس دي، فاللي هي زي سافرت ثرو البريكجز اللي حصلت دي، فلما قلت لهم لا انا هاخد مثلا شهر اركتكت السيرفيس دي زي يعني كانوا مرحبين جدا بالموضوع، اللي هو لا تمام انت خد وقتك، احنا عايزين this reporting to be reliable ومش هنديك تاسكس تانية جنبها، عايزينك فاضي تماما الموضوع ده، فتحسها ان دي احد السيلينج بوينتس.
It is actually. ثم كتاب قريته عندي مدة, مبقاش نقرأ كثير, توليت أكثر experimental, عن psychology. هو الكتاب اسمه Thinking Fast, Thinking Slow, if I remember, ولا بالعكس. واحدة منها أنه ال pain has more weight than the gain في السايكي بتاعنا, psychologically, في النفسية بتاعنا. وقت تجي مثلا تقول له مش تخسر 100 يورو ولا مش تربح 100 يورو, يقول لك لا ما نحبش نخسر 100 يورو. برغم هي نفس القصة, يعني وقتك تحسبها تقول they should be symmetrical, أما مش symmetrical. في النقطة هذه وقت عندك pain points اللي stakeholders felt it or suffered from it, it's easy, like you just bring them, you say okay, you see, you suffered here. تحط يعني pointy لل suffering point, وخاصة إن the suffering was shared, was continue like ممتد في الوقت. You have a strong case. You just need to point to it. Because then they will feel it again and they say, yes, please, please do it. And you sell them something in the future that they didn't really feel yet.
عظيم. ممكن في بوينت كمان، يعني حاجه لاحظتها في كلامك في موضوع الطريقه، ان انت عايز الـ other teams to pitch their ideas and their priority and their impact for you. انا حاسس ان دي فعلا حاجه بتحط الـ data team في position of power، اللي هو my team's time and my time is valuable. ف if you want a request and want this bad, so put some effort انك تقنعنا how important is this. عشان هو لو هي حاجه زي random idea جت في دماغه، this data team should do this for me and هي الموضوع بس خد الوقت التايبنج تايم بتاعه وخلاص كده تمام. فلو الموضوع سهل كده بالنسبه له ويقدر يثرو requests as many requests as possible، هتلاقي ان الداتا تيم بقى flooded with requests و enormous backlog مش عارف ترفاينه. فاعتقد ان الطريقه دي بدم يعني.
It happened. Like in my case, تذكر يعني متصور انه تتذكر النقاط هذه. Our two main collaborators كانوا ال growth team, growth product, user acquisition, marketing. Two different structures. من ال growth team we had loads of requests. أما that was their way of doing things. أي نقطة هيك أي فكرة تجيهم let's put a request. على الأول I was still new, I was doing the requests. وبعدين قلت nope. Like you have all those requests. If you keep piling them up, they won't be treated. Be careful, be targeted, focus on the impact and prove the impact. Well, they kept doing this, but they didn't really connect with what I was saying. The request stayed. The only request I was doing were the requests that were double emphasized on by someone from the higher executives, like the CEO. This caused lots of friction, but on the least, it helped making the data team quite respectful. Like محترم خلينا نقول نسيت الكلمة. كنا شو قلنا بالفرنسي.
يعني.
مع الـ UA team it was different. Like this back and forth with the feedback loop to educate each other was smoother. بعد فترة it was mostly just really impactful and important tickets that what they were created and they were prioritized. Easy. We are human beings by the end of the day. One of the rules that I use a lot is you get what you tolerate. If you tolerate people like flooding you with shit, you will get shit. Simple. وبعدين you just don't have this like you put it and you put the frame وتحط الرولز. مثلا من الرولز انت انه you put the impact. If you can't justify the impact and I ask for the impact and you can't even put it in words, then the request, the project won't be treated. طبعا عندي فريم هكا صلب اكثر شويه انه the team transitioned towards more or less data product team, less support, more product, more systems, more feature oriented. I need the roadmap. Don't just bring me a request detached like هكا هبط من السماء سبحان الله يعني. لا, give me the roadmap. Where does this fit in your roadmap to make sure that it will fit in my roadmap? هذه مثلا مع user acquisition marketing I have this. It's always in flux, like there are different stages of maturity. لكن الخلاصة الكور ولب الموضوع هو أنه you keep learning and you educate others and they educate you. It's collaboration. It's not okay, this is like this, it will always be like this. No, we changed. The context changed.
جميل. انا عندي اسئله كتير بس تقريبا عندنا ما في وقت نسال سؤال واحد كمان ولا حاجه, فاضل تقريبا 5 دقائق. فهسالك, انت عندك باك جراوند في الانجينيرنج, ناحيه الانجينيرنج سوفت وير انجينيرنج, كان عندك باك جراوند في الساينس والستاتستكس. انت شايف دي فادتك في حته انك تاخد الليدر شيب رول اللي انت فيه بالذات؟ انا متخيل ان في الليدر شيب رول ده بيبقى تحتيك مثلا داتا ساينتست, دي اناليتكس انجينيرز, داتا اناليست, ناس كتير مش نيسيسيرلي هتكون اشتغلت شغلهم. وبينما المانجر ممكن, يعني اللي انت بقى المفارقه اللي انت قلتها في الاول دي, ان المانجر مش نيسيسيرلي اصلا شخص تكنيكال. فاللي هي how did this serve you عامه في الكارير بتاعك, سواء ما talking with الستيكهولدرز اب او talking to الداونستريم داتا تيم بالنسبه لك؟
I like the question. Literally كنت نتحدث في النقطه هذه مع امين the CTO اليوم يظهر لي ولا امس اثنين. this is my philosophy, and this is also me personally. I don't want to manage. I want to be hands-on. I want to be close to the topics. I want to be able to enable someone to do the work if someone is not being able to do it, and to talk the same language as everyone. Applies to both. I'm extreme in this. I can literally switch to user acquisition or product growth if I want to. I can. I put myself literally in their shoes as much as I can, and they keep improving, to talk their language and to be fully immersed with their context. The benefit of this, if someone is really willing and you choose, it's not work. I really have fun with this. Maybe there are aspects that are work, but this aspect, I fucking love it, to be honest. You gain trust. You gain trust. Like, the trust I gained is, I can't even describe it. You gain trust from those working with you in the team, from those collaborating with you on a more similar level, from those in the upper management. They trust that you can handle shit, basically. You're not just executing some magic formula, some magic process, and when it breaks, it breaks. No, you can keep improving. You can go down, up, change, and keep learning, basically, and own everything to the best of your capabilities. That's the most important piece, if I put it in one word: trust.
Well, from my side, I definitely trusted you. يعني بالنسبة لي الموضوع ده كانت بالحاجات اللي ده شايفها valuable جدا. أنا كنت شايفك ما شاء الله يعني فاهم اللي أنا شغال عليه كويس جدا، وفاهم الـ other side اللي هو دايما بيبقى black box بالنسبة للديتا تيم ده، فدي كانت حاجة عظيمة جدا.
It opens more doors. You don't need to have everything. If you can have a couple and you show that you are willing to go, even like, it's not like, no, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm just here to manage. That's enough. You don't need, مثلا إذا ما عندك شركة deep knowledge in statistics, you can still lead people who will be focusing on that, but you can still speak their language and go a bit with them. If you are interested, you can go deeper. Like, I'm genuinely interested, I will probably go deeper. With backend, for instance, I'm interested, but I don't go that deep. And with backend, I collaborate with them. With DevOps, I collaborate with them. I can do the work in some aspects, but not in the depth and the expertise that they have. Yeah. Just enough for them, for me to show that I respect their work as well, them to trust me, and for this to keep functioning well without burning out or stepping outside too much outside of my zone.
جميل. In 1 minute قبل ما نكروز بقى، ايه النصيحة اللي انت تنصحها لحد individual contributor وعايز step up leadership role؟ ايه الحاجة اللي هو محتاج يفوكس عليها، يذاكرها او يعملها؟
Extreme ownership. There is a book actually اسمه Extreme Ownership. It's really extreme ownership. If you don't want to shortcut the learning, لأن الفكرة extreme ownership, it will keep you alerted. شوف مثلا انه عندك حتى هذه يعني قصدتك، وفي الكونتكست اللي انت فيه لازم يكون عندك مثلا project management skills. If you own it till the end, you will build and get those skills to level up. If you just focus, okay, this is my zone, I want to stay here, you will block yourself. وبعدين you choose your context. فلان انا I can't be the same effective as a leader in a bigger structure where they build everything themselves, and but that's also my choice. I don't want to do that. So you choose and you do it, you commit basically fully.
جميل جدا. للاسف جدا جدا انا مضطر اقفل الحلقه عشان الفري فيرجن بتاعه زوم بتاعتي، بس ان شاء الله ممكن في يوم من الايام اشتري البريميوم فيرجن. بس شكرا جدا ليك على الحلقه الجميله دي يا احمد، وان شاء الله هحاول أزن عليك شوية عشان نحضر معك حلقة تانية. الحلقة كانت مفيدة جدا بالنسبة لي، وشكرا ليك وشكرا لكل المستمعين.
في كل وقت.